Jim Bucknett, Americans suffer while Nancy Pelosi. Matt Cartwright refused to cut a deal on coronavirus aid. By Sean Moran on October 14, 2020. Jim Bucknett, the Republican candidate for Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, told Breitbart News tonight that the American people continue to suffer while House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, refused to cut a deal on coronavirus aid. Bucknett spoke to Breitbart News tonight host Matthew Boyle after Pelosi and CNN The Situation Room host Wolf Blitzer clashed over her refusal to cut a deal with congressional Republicans and President Donald Trump over coronavirus relief. Pelosi even accused Blitzer of being in favor of the Republicans' position. "What I say to you is, I don't know why you're always an apologist. And many of your colleagues are apologists for the Republican position," Pelosi told Blitzer. Bucknett charged that Pelosi does not care about how lack of coronavirus aid might harm Americans. He said that the California Democrat cares more about her party's re-election in November. Bucknett told Breitbart News tonight, "People usually lash out when they've been caught, and she's lashing out because she's been caught. She's doesn't care about the American people. I mean, she's putting what she thinks are her and the Democrats' political fortunes above helping the American people." Nancy Pelosi is playing politics, Bucknett added. He said Americans continue to suffer from the Pelosi's brinksmanship-style negotiating tactics with the president and congressional Republicans. Bucknett said, "I called on Matt Cartwright to go to her and say that Madam Speaker we need to make a deal to help the American people. And Matt Cartwright refuses to do anything. Nancy Pelosi refuses to do anything. You know who suffers, Matt? The American people." Breitbart News tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.